Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
How about the trade of Jerry Jeudy to the Browns? Okay, now, Jerry Jeudy, it's so interesting, right? When they write this up on social media and people talk about it, people really see Jerry Jeudy as the clear-cut number two working alongside Amari Cooper. Me, being the Elijah Moore lover that I am, yeah. I'm like, I feel like Elijah Moore is probably could be a better player than Jerry Jeudy at this point. But regardless, I think he adds a lot of depth anyways, a depth piece to the Cleveland passing game.
Yeah, and they absolutely needed more receivers. We put them, when we talk about the receiver need team, in like justifiable pursuit. That means like, yeah, you're totally justified if you go out and you get another receiver. Because I'm with you. I do like Elijah Moore, but I think he's, well, he probably like, he's a good player, right? But like not a guy that just like, oh, yeah, we got Elijah Moore. We don't have to touch the receiver.
Right, okay? Yeah.
And they really, I think, want to be a team that spreads the ball out and like has a lot of options for ideally Deshaun Watson, which is just the thing hanging over all of this, is that they don't like, you can't have any faith in their quarterback plan. I think if you have faith in their quarterback, it's blind faith, really. Like that's all there is to it. Like, don't come at me with he had a nice game against the Ravens or something like that. He's not played good, consistent football, period, end of story, since he's been a member of the Cleveland Browns. Like, that just is the truth. So that's kind of the cloud hanging over all this. But I do like the trade for Jerry Jeudy, because I mean, anybody listening to this podcast knows this. I am very skeptical of Jerry Jeudy. You know, we talk about George Pickens and like kind of trying to have a normal conversation there. Like, Jerry Jeudy is a guy that I've been way off the consensus opinion of for like the last 2-3 years. And I'm not trying to victory lap on this, but I think I've been right. I think history has proven me to be correct about the Jerry Jeudy skepticism here. But at the same time, in a world where, you know, the damn Jaguars are throwing endless amount of money at free agent receivers, and, you know, teams are spending premium resources to go get guys at the position, I do like the Cleveland Browns approach of kind of trying to find these distressed assets like Amari Cooper, like Elijah Moore, like Jerry Jeudy. You look at what they've traded for those three guys the last three off seasons. It's 2 5th round picks. It's a 6th round pick. And it's a damn swip pick swap for the Elijah Moore trade. So like, that's it. And that's like a fine trio. It's like an okay group if all these guys kind of hit their potential. So that's where we're at, I think, with the Browns receiver corps as a whole. But yeah, Jerry Jeudy is a guy that I am skeptical is like a high quality starting. I mean, certainly not a number one receiver. I think he's probably more of a 3 than a 2. Maybe Elijah Moore is more of a 3 than a 2. All these guys are going to fall behind David Njoku in the pecking order. But, you know, Jerry Judy's profile will be up on the site probably by the time this podcast is out. But a lot of the results are very similar to what we saw in 2022 when, you know, we were below consensus on Jerry Jeudy. It's he's a guy that's a pretty good man coverage beater, about 70.6% in 2022, 70.7% last year. He's hovered right around 70% success rate versus press, although he only saw press on 4.3% of his routes last year, so that I sampled, so who cares? It almost doesn't even really matter. But the big problem for him is that he has been at 68.4% in 2022 and 70.3% success rate versus zone in each of the last two seasons. Like I said, and this is a guy that's not even an outside receiver like George Pickens, where we talked about earlier.
Right.
This is a guy that is an inside receiver primarily. And the snaps that I sampled for him, 54.3% of his snaps came in the slot. I think he probably shouldn't be a slot receiver. He should probably be a flanker. But still, like, if you're going to be a consistent receiver, you can't be hovering around like 68-70% success rate versus zone. That's just not good enough in a league where primarily teams are playing zone coverage.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Not just that, too. Again, I think that what most people would like to see from Jerry Jeudy is him be a every down slot player. But the problem is, according to the RP numbers that you've charted out here, I mean, when you're in the low 70s versus zone, I'm sorry, you just cannot play in the slot, period. Period. No. I mean, a good number is anything, and again, when we throw these numbers out, again, if you're new to RP, okay, 70s is it, low 70s is just straight up bad. I mean, some of the worst scores that you'll see in the NFL. You want to get up there around 80%. And then that's when you're like, okay, now we're at an acceptable level, right? So to be 10 points below that is just straight up bad. Now, why do we say that? If you line up in the slot, more than likely, you're not going to see a ton of man coverage. You're going to see mostly zone coverage on the inside. And again, if you're running as a slot receiver, you got to beat zone. You got to beat zone. I mean, to a large degree, you could do this as an outside receiver too. But as we see with guys who are primarily downfield targets, I think, you know, if you're running somewhere in the mid 70s against zone, even as an outside guy, that's totally acceptable. It's totally fine. You know, but what Jerry Jeudy's doing, where does he play? He can't play X. He can't play in the slot. We're running out of places for this guy to play, Matt. I mean, it's real tough. You know, it's real tough.
I think he's a Z, in my opinion. Like, he's a flanker receiver. In 11 personnel, maybe you can move him into the slot. I think there is some nice position flexibility here with these three receivers where, like, Amari Cooper probably is the only one here that you want playing X, although Elijah Moore can be press coverage better than Jerry Jeudy can. He can be press man coverage better than Jerry Jeudy can, and certainly better against zone coverage than Jerry Jeudy. But, like, he's a guy that had some experience in his rookie season with the Jets winning an X receiver. But ideally, size-wise, you want him playing off the ball. You want him in the slot to get the best out of Elijah Moore. So I think Cooper's your X, but then, like, Cooper can go into the slot. If you want to get Cooper in a position where you're maximizing him and, like, okay, sure, Jerry Jeudy, maybe he's not, this is not the best spot for him, but we're getting something out of out of Amari Cooper here on this spot. Like, he can play in the slot. Elijah Moore can play in the slot. Like, I do think there is good, like, positional flexibility with these guys where they can move them all around and not be super static and predictable. But,
yeah,
I mean, look, you're trading a fifth and a sixth round pick for Jerry Jeudy, and that's where the league values him right now because he's not been a consistent player. The one thing that does have me intrigued with him specifically fitting in the Cleveland Browns offense, like, I'm looking at the routes that Jerry Jeudy was successful on last year, and this is pretty similar to where he's been throughout the course of his career. It's those kind of, and again, it's relative success rate. Like, he's not good on these dig routes and out routes and stuff like that. That's really bad. Curl routes, comebacks.
That's not good there.
But where he does have some juice and explosiveness, and like I said, with Russell Wilson, could not hit these throws, and it did piss Jerry Jeudy off. I tweeted a clip of it where he was losing his mind, you know, like, so exasperated because Russell Wilson, he's wide open against the Texans as Jerry Jeudy, and Russell Wilson just doesn't see it, doesn't take it, and scrambles for no gain or whatever. Pretty rough stuff. So that's the Russell Wilson part of it. But where he is pretty good is, like, dagger routes, you know, post routes, slant routes. Like, he can do that stuff, these big end breakers. That could be nice on the Browns, in the Browns, like, play action heavy offense. He could find himself some big plays in that regard. But that's where Jerry Jeudy is. He's an inconsistent splash big play threat, not a consistent starting receiver at this point.
Okay, so where the reason it's important, I think, for the Cleveland Browns to get these wide receivers is because, and I don't know, it's important, and I say this, but let's be real. If Deshaun Watson ends up being what we saw last year, it doesn't matter how many assets you throw at it, man. It's just not going to work. You know, Cleveland had the third lowest passer rating as a team in 2023 when throwing to wide receivers. Only the New England Patriots and the New York Jets were worse than Cleveland when throwing to wide receivers in 2023. That is so bad. That's the kind of quarterback play that Cleveland has been dealing with last year. They had the lowest completion percentage at 56.9%. I mean, that's so bad. It's unbelievable. Sub 60% is just horrendous. And they threw into open windows at the seventh lowest rate. Now, when I bring up the open windows, right, that's a wide receiver thing, but that's also a quarterback thing, right? Like, if you're not seeing when the windows pop open at the right time, you're not going to throw into it, right? So it's a little bit of a quarterback issue, but it is a wide receiver thing too. They need to get guys that can separate and get open. So there is that.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.